Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. Tonight we're going to do a very special program on the Jazz Giants, who were born during the months of May and June. And these people include Miles Davis, Betty Carter, Woody Herman, Bill Holman, Sun Ra, Gil Evans, and quite a few others. And we'll be playing their music. And we're going to start off with music by Frank Trumbauer. Trumbauer was born in Carbondale, Illinois, but moved to St. Louis at an early age. And one of his recordings is called Singing the Blues, one of the most influential saxophone recordings of all time. And Singing the Blues will be happening on Jazz Unlimited right after the news. This is Jazz Unlimited, and we heard Singing the Blues. I'm Dennis Owsley. That and very influential recording influenced such people as Lester Young and Benny Carter and Rex Stewart. It was recorded in 1927, and soloists were Frank Trumbauer, our jazz giant for May and June, on C Melody saxophone, Bix Beiderbecke on the cornet, and we also heard Eddie Lang on guitar. We'll be hearing more of those guys a little bit later in the show. Again, a very influential 1927 recording. Next up is music from Fats Waller. And Fats is heard here on a 1938 recording from the Yacht Club in New York. And he's going to be doing two things, talking and singing and playing on Pent Up in a Penthouse and also on Honeysuckle Rose. Following that, a 1927 recording of Joe King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators recorded in St. Louis. This is Black Snake Rag, right here on Jazz Unlimited.
All pent up in a penthouse, be careful. Some other lucky guy, all pent up in a penthouse. By midnight, if you don't arrive, say I'll rush to the window, I'll throw the table, the din of the cocktails, the orchids, and maybe myself down to the sidewalk. Turn left on Riverside Drive. Send me on out there in the morning.
set of two right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Fats Waller on piano and vocals with Herman Autry on trumpet, Gene Cedric on reeds, Al Casey on guitar, Cedric Wallace on bass, and Slick Jones on drums, recorded live at the Yacht Club in 1938, doing a set of two things, Pent Up in a Penthouse and Honeysuckle Rose. Then we heard a 1927 recording, which was made here in St. Louis, featuring the King Oliver Dixie Syncopators. King Oliver, of course, was Louis Armstrong's mentor. What we heard was Black Snake Blues, and that was a tune that featured Oliver on cornet, Kid Ory doing the trombone work, and the reeds were Barnaby Guard and Omer Simeon. We've got a station break coming up, and following the station break, we're going to have a set of three things. First, Frank Trumbauer with the Mound City Blue Blowers in a thing called San, a very influential recording. Another King Oliver Dixie Syncopators recording, this one also very influential, called Snagit, and then the Benny Goodman Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
set of three right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight, and we started the set off with music of Frank Trumbauer in a composition called San. That's the group The Mound City Blue Blowers, who were a St. Louis group. Red McKenzie was on Tissue Paper Comb, Dick Slevin on kazoo, Trumbauer was on C Melody Sax, and Jack Bland was the guitarist. Recorded in 1924. In its time, that was an extremely important saxophone recording. Then we heard the King Oliver Dixie Syncopators from 1926 doing a tune of Oliver's called Snag It. And Oliver is heard on cornet along with Kid Ory on trombone. And the bass line in that tune became part of the John Lewis composition Django that the Modern Jazz Quartet played so much. Then we heard the Benny Goodman Quartet doing Liza with Benny on clarinet, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Teddy Wilson on piano, with Gene Krupa on the drums. We've got one more from King Oliver, and then we'll hear the Benny Goodman Quartet, and then Beiderbecke on piano and cornet, Eddie Lang on guitar, Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax.
Thank you. hit the blues of whiskey, babe. I will stay drunk all the time. All of the time. If the blues was whiskey, I would stay drunk all of the time. Now if I get drunk, babe, I would leave you behind. I would leave you behind. Play it, Mr. Goodman. Play it a long, long time. Yeah. Oh, play it, Mr. Wilson. Play it a long, long time. Now when Mr. Krupal beat those riffs, he don't let you down. Yeah.
This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on our Giants of Jazz show. And we started the set off with a 1926 recording by the King Oliver Dixie Syncopators called Too Bad, featuring Oliver on the cornet breaks. Then we heard Vibraphone Blues, played there by the Benny Goodman Quartet with Lionel Hampton doing the vibes and the vocal. Teddy Wilson on piano, Benny on clarinet, and Gene Krupa on drums. Benny, of course, is another one of our jazz giants for the month of May and June. And then we closed the set out with a piece that was kind of interesting for its time. It was one of the first recordings ever made in which the group took a standard, in this case, I'd Climb the Highest Mountain, and just improvised on the chord changes without really coming up with a clear melody. Boppers did that later on, and of course, Lenny Tristano was famous for that. We've got a station break coming up, and following the station break, we're going to hear more Benny Goodman, and then some Miles Davis and Gil Evans, right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you. Thank you.
from the clarinet of Benny Goodman, Memories of You, recorded live in 1955. Following that, we heard two from Miles Davis. First with Gil Evans, another one of our jazz giants, and the orchestra from Sketches of Spain, Gil Evans' composition, the Pan Piper, Miles on trumpet, and then the great quintet of Miles Davis doing Around Midnight, right here on Jazz Unlimited. We'll be right back with the second hour following this.